please to the book of Genesis, chapter number 11. The book of Genesis, chapter number 11. I'm glad I'm in a church where the Spirit of the Lord is. Church, look at your preacher. We've struggled in our lives, in our homes, in our ministry. We've struggled. And I'm tired of trying to do it myself. But I know what the Lord can do. Some of you won't come to church, and I've spent the last 1 or 2 years worrying myself sick about you. What kind of preacher would you have if I wasn't concerned about you? But it's going to take the Lord to do something in you and in me. And I want to be as kind of a pastor as I know how to be, but I'm going to tell you at the end of the day, I'm going to stand on this book. I'm going to give an account to God one day for what I preach to you and your children. Please listen to the message this morning. The Holy Ghost has sent me a thought. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 11, the Bible said in verse 1, "And the whole earth was of one language and one speech. Came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and they dwelt there." Now this is right after the flood. You may be seated. There's nobody that is left now but Ham, Japheth, Noah's children. Three of the children that were left. They replenished the earth. And here, the whole earth was of one language and one speech. Everybody could understand what everybody was saying. The Bible said they dwelt in the land of Shinar. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, burn them thoroughly." They had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. They said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one. They have all one language. This they begin to do. Now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do." When me and you don't have restraints in our life, we get in trouble. Every imagination that they had imagined to do. Now, verse 7, "Go to let us go down and there confound their language. They may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. From there thence the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Father, we love you today. We thank you for the sweet Spirit of God in your house this morning. We thank you for the Spirit of worship. We thank you, Lord, that you've brought conviction upon sinners in these days. Lord, our children, our grandchildren are lost. We need you to deal with our hearts. And God, our families are struggling. God, my family's struggling. my life, the ministry you've put me in, God, I need you worse today than I've ever needed you in all my life. Help us as a church today. Help us as a family to realize what you want to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen. And amen. I want to preach on a simple subject this morning on leaving God out. Leaving God out. They were building, but they'd left God out. We find in America, we find in Bowdoin, Georgia, many families building, but you've left God out. You know, God, as big as He is, this is what's amazing to me. It's so easy to leave Him out. As big as God is, why would we ever want to leave Him out? I could take a survey in this building this morning and I'd say, do you love the Lord? Most everybody here say, yes, we love the Lord. Well, let me ask you, why hadn't you asked Him to help you in your building? Now, the Bible says that after the flood, the whole earth was of one language and one speech. Everybody understood. And something happened in the children of men. They said in verse 4, let us build us a city and a tower. It's all about them. First of all, I see pride is involved. Let us build a tower to us that our name be put up. Look around in this church this morning. You don't see nobody's name on nothing. And that's the reason. To God be the honor and the glory. Thank the people for the sacrifices and the giving and the faithfulness that they've done. But nobody owns the pew you're sitting on. Nobody owns the windows that's in this building but God. Now, let us make us a city. Let us do something. Let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. Now, I want to say something. There's nothing wrong with having a vision. We all ought to have a vision, but honey, God better be involved in the vision. You young people, you ought to dream big. You ought to set your sights high. It's amazing what God can do with you and for you. Families, we ought to set our sights on having great places to live and even good things to enjoy. But when we leave God out, we're headed for failure. There was pride involved. You ever get to feeling your oats? You ever get to thinking that you're doing something? You know, something dawned on me about December the 7th this year. It dawned on me if God didn't let me get up off that hospital bed, I was through. Been healthy all my life. God's blessed me above measure. But let me tell you something. At the end of the day, God's got to have priority in what we're doing. Let us build something big. And let me tell you, you ought to build a big family. I seen the homegoing of Miss Bush this week in her funeral. Not getting into politics, but she said something that stuck up and raised up in me when I heard it. Here's a lady had been known all across the nation, but yes, she said three words that stood up in me. She said, I tell you what really matters at the end of life is faith, family, and friends. Our faith is the most important thing in our life. We're all going to die and meet God individually. And the Bible says you must be born again. That's not a gesture. It's a divine summons. You must be born again. Brother Jerry, I want to use you briefly and brag on our Lord while we do it. Brother Jerry called me Thursday morning and he said, "Pastor, I want to tell you I got saved this morning." I said, "That's wonderful." He said, "You know, it dawned on me, I'd said a prayer. As a little child, I'd said a prayer, but I had no experience with Christ." Probably not a better young man in the church. It may fool some of you and say, "Well, I'd have thought he was saved." You'd be surprised who's ready to meet God. Let me tell you, our priority ought to be faith. We should know. He said, "You know, when we sing them songs at the church, that I know my name is written down." I couldn't really sing it out of my heart. I'm going to tell you, Brother Tim, I'm singing out of my heart this morning. Not of what I've done, but what Christ has done on Calvary's cross. Thank God I stand among the redeemed this morning. Faith. Where's your faith in God? God sent His Son in order that He could get to you. Because the only way you can get to God is through His Son. God must have really wanted to fellowship with us, Brother Mike, to send us His Son. Now, building without God, they had great plans. They had great priorities. They had great vision. But they left God out. We're going to do this. Can I tell you, we cannot build our homes without God. Can I say something and you not think I'm being so mean to you, but I can just simply say it as your preacher? Do you really think when you get to heaven that God is going to congratulate you for excelling your children in academics? Do you think that He's going to congratulate you for excelling them in sports? No! It's do your children know God's Son? There's nothing wrong with dreaming big. Dream big. Have a vision. I won't tell you the vision I've got for this ministry. When these children come down here and do their giving, I looked at my wife last night and I said, "You know something, honey? If there's ever been a day and an hour when a preacher needs to rear back and keep preaching the gospel truths, it is this day and hour that another generation can be saved by the Spirit and the Word of God." What's God done for you? Preaching about building without God. We want strong homes. We need strong homes. Our church is never going to be any stronger than our homes. Some of you in the choir this morning couldn't rejoice. Why? It's not God's fault. "Well, preacher, I'm in a holler. I'm having a hard time." Well, what about our brother that's been over 200 days a year in the hospital sitting back there with a mask on this morning, raising his hand up saying, "Thank you, Lord." It's not in circumstances, honey. It's what our heart's about this morning. If you're waiting for good times to serve and praise God, you won't never do no praising or serving God. Building without God. Let us go do it. We got the stuff. Let's go do it. We got vision. We got materials. We got labor. But there's one issue. Where's God in it all? Boy, I remember as God started blessing me, I started on a drink route in Tallapoosa, Georgia. There was a woman come out one morning. I was filling a drink box on the sidewalk on Head Avenue. She walked up to me, Brother Lee. She said, "One day you're going to run that organization." My sights were set, Brother Randy. But it's something that happened through the process. By the grace of God, Brother Jamie, Brother Tim, by the grace of God, I never took my eyes off the Master Builder. God's been good to me. So I got to climb the ladder of progress. Megan Macy starting to get married. God had blessed us. There were so many, it looks like every year I was at a crossroad. Do I go this way or that way? But honey, let me tell you the right way. That's toward God and the Word of God every time. There's been times I didn't know what to do, so I stayed still. There's been times I didn't know what to say, so I said nothing. But I just kept trusting God. Kept believing the Word of God that He said that it was what it said. And God's proved Himself faithful. We need our home so strong. Some of you not getting your bills paid. Number one, are you paying your tithes? How can you ask God to bless what you're doing and you don't take His Word for what it says? Your own tithing preacher. No, I'm just preaching the Bible to you. He said, "Will a man rob God?" They sure will. It's hard living. Do you hear me? This generation has so many things coming against them that other generations never had. You know what we do? We go to work. We all have good jobs. We come home. We do what we enjoy or we want to do mainly. We get kids ready to get up in the morning. We go do it again day after day after day. And God has been so good to us, and if you're not careful, you will go to sleep in the blessings of God and forget about who has blessed you. God wants to build you a great family. Let me ask you something. Sir, ma'am, when you die, and so what if you've got all the land that joins you? So what if you've got all the toys in the world? So what if your kids won every trophy at the ball field? What about your family? What about somebody that they know they can go to and say, "Is it going to be all right? Is it going to be okay? Where's the people that's staying in their spot in the house of God making an influence and a testimony in this whole world?" We need each other. You're fighting every devil in the culture. We've allowed technology to infiltrate our homes in such a way. You know, some of y'all are going to laugh at this, but I'm going to tell you something. I used to talk about them old preachers that talk about that one-eyed devil. My Lord, what would they preach now about Facebook? But this is the thing about it, what I didn't see, but I see now as an older man. We've allowed all that killing and thug infiltrate into our homes. Now, young kids think it's nothing to walk up and blow your brains out. We've allowed that stuff to infiltrate our culture and our homes and even our churches. And we wondered, what in the world is wrong with America? This morning, in Nashville, Tennessee, a man walked in with a gun, killed four people at a Waffle House. Crazy! And the liberals say, "Well, we got to teach them, train them." I tell you what somebody better do. They better be guarding them. I wonder when he walked in this morning with a gun, would somebody want to sit down and say, "Now we need to teach you some things." Morons. Liberal morons. I don't want to get sidetracked. I'm talking about building without God. Listen to me, mama and daddies. I know we're in the last days, but what a great day to be a Christian. What a great day to be a Christian. God's not done. If He's done, the church should be raptured out. The Spirit's still moving. The Word of God's still right. It's us. It's us. We talk about we want revival, but we don't want to repent about no sinful living. We never going to have revival in our houses till we repent of our sins. Sin is still sin. Homosexuality is still sin. Living together out of wedlock is still sin. Drunkenness is still sin. Building our homes without God. Brother Vince, there probably ain't a man in this church prays more than you and Brother Lee. Probably not. Look how hard it is at your house. Think how hard it is at all these houses and hadn't talked to God all week. Honey, you live with me and you know every bit of me. And there's things about me I'm not proud of this morning. Because the closer I get to God, the more this flesh rears on me. And it's a battle every day of my life. And the devil will try to defeat me, discourage me, just get me just to stay home. But yesterday morning, I went in my altar. This morning, I went in my altar. Thursday morning, Wednesday morning, Tuesday morning, Monday morning. And I pray for many of you and your children. We live in a culture that's building without God. And chaos come. It turned to Babel. And any time when you leave God out of a situation, I tell you what you'll have, Babel. What kills me as a pastor, you put time in families. Brother Lee, they just leave the church, won't even call. They won't even respond to your text, but they call you to bury their dead. I don't understand people. And I'm not venting this morning. Maybe I am venting. And you know how our families have made it. You know how me and Renee Bowman has made it for 38 years? God. Some of you trying to get a woman that acts right to live with. Why don't you get right? I told her last night, Brother David, yeah, you and Brother might be so proud of me. She was hurt and had a bad night. I was wanting to do something my way. I said, "No, baby, listen, I done got old enough to figure out it ain't about me no more. It's about you, what you need." We're so self-centered. We're so self-centered and so egoistic. It's all about me, 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 me. What about God? Sometimes I talked with a family the other week, well, so-and-so goes to church and they're ugly. I said, "You're uglier." Somebody can say a little something to you and knock you out of church. You need to get some glue in your britches. Don't you know if the devil will keep your family out of the Holy Ghost church, he's going to keep you out. Go on down there. A little woman will say a little poem to you, Sunday. She ain't going to preach nothing to serve enough dander up to turn the devil around. You're throwing rocks. No, I'm preaching Bible. Woman can't pastor. building without God. Look, they had all kind of energy. They had all kind of vision. They had all kind of desire. But they left out the key ingredient was God. What does God think about what we're doing? When you go out and buy that new car, do you ever pray and say, God, what do you think about me getting this? Before you go buy a house or you go this, do you ever bring God in the process? I got car fever about 12 years ago. Any of y'all ever been billy goat sick? I'm talking about when it comes in the mailbox, you want to puke in the driveway. I didn't pray about nothing. See, we talk to God about it, but we done got our mind made up about it. Have you talked to God about that? Oh yeah, I talked to God about it, but I didn't have my mind made up, told Him what I was going to do. I got so sick of that car, my Lord in heaven, I got so sick. I got so sick. God taught me a lesson. Before you start something, you better be sure I'm involved in it. I'd got to a crisis in my house so low it was pathetic. Things sure do go a lot easier when God's involved. Can I say this? Because I'm going to anyway. Y'all know the story. Megan married a boy out of the church. Everything, yes sir, no sir. Everything is great. He walked in one day, said, I don't love you no more. You know how she made it through? God. It does pay to have God on your side. Look what God's given her now. Mama, we couldn't see that evening when she walked in the back door at the refrigerator. We didn't throw our hands down and said, God, we don't trust you no more. We said, God, if there's ever been a day in an hour that we need you this evening. I have to learn things the hard way, but honey, when I get it, I got it. Miss Sherry, won't you come this morning?